This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The claims are flying fast and furious with Election Day fast approaching, which brings us to two claims from a pair of aspirants for political office. First up, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who happens to be running for governor on the Democratic ticket, made this claim recently on his campaign website. Under his leadership, Tallahassee reduced its carbon intensity by roughly 40%. Now let's check out the intensity of its truthfulness with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
All right, Josh. Now, he's only been in office for 3 years. Is he just blowing smoke there?
All right. Well, we did rate this one false. When we brought it to their attention, they actually changed largely the wording just to under his leadership. And keep in mind that Gillum was a city commissioner in Tallahassee from 2003 to 2014. So he was trying to give the impression here that this was a broader sense of time than just his term as mayor. But even so, he can't really take credit for that, because while the carbon footprint did go down here, what we're talking about is these carbon emissions. That's the amount per unit of energy created. Okay, now not to get too wonky, as you said, but over the course of the last 20 years, you know, it has gone down about 40%. But while he was mayor, it actually just kind of creeped up a little bit.
Let's just be clear here. When they say carbon footprint, are we talking about power plants, cars?
It is all that. And a lot of it has to do with the energy usage in the city of Tallahassee. And there's a lot of reasons that that has gone down. The use of coal has gone down, cleaner burning. Natural gas is in favor now, and appliances are a lot more energy efficient. Cars get better gas mileage, so on and so forth.
You know, the city should get some credit for a solar farm they broke ground on earlier this year, right?
That's right. And it's due to be completed by November of this year. And Gillum did support that. That's a 120-acre solar farm out by Tallahassee's airport.
Moving on, the race for mayor of St. Petersburg has been generating some unusual heat. It pits two Ricks, current Mayor Rick Kreisman versus former Mayor Rick Baker. During a recent forum, Baker said the mayor tapped into emergency reserves this year to balance the city's budget. Kreisman responded by saying that if he did reach for the reserves, it would be because of damage sustained by Hurricane Irma, to which Baker retorted, "Mr. Kreisman must be able to read the future because he went into the emergency reserves before Irma ever hit." So, Josh, Irma or not, did the city actually reach into its reserve fund?
We actually rated this one true. St. Petersburg, despite what Rick Kreisman said, had tapped into the reserves. In May, the city council had approved the transfer of $7.6 million to the Water Resources Capital Projects Fund. Okay, that's for infrastructure upgrades.
Particularly needed in light of the fact that St. Pete released millions of gallons of sewage during previous hurricanes.
Right. This is an ongoing issue, especially during Kreisman's administration. And so half of that, $3.8 million, came out of the city's Economic Stability Fund, and that is considered a reserve fund. And the other half came from a different part, and it's not technically considered a reserve, though critics also called it that. In order to pay this back, the city is going to issue bonds and sell them to investors. So what it's doing is it's paying back, taking money from reserves with what is essentially a loan. So Kreisman was wrong here to say that this had not happened.
All right, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for reaching into the reserves of the facts.
Well, thanks, Steve. We're always trying to balance the books on that one.